السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we continue with Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter number 13 and verse number 32. To recap and summarize yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us regarding those people who make dhikrullah, alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, and before that Almighty Allah said that those people who are engaged, engrossed in the remembrance of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, their hearts will find peace, contentment and satisfaction. And those who have iman, true iman, they are true Muslims, not only by name, and they continue with the righteous deeds and actions, tuba lahum, for them will be the best places in Jannah. Oh, they will have the trees in Jannah. One tree, he will travel for 500 years, and yet he will not cover the shade of that tree. Wa husnu ma'ab, and the best places to return to. Imagine Almighty Allah promising all this. Then the non-Muslims are those wa hum yakfuruna bir Rahman, yet they reject Almighty Allah. Notwithstanding the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there in Makkah Mukarramah, and yet they would reject the message and the messenger. And now today we see 7 billion people, 6 billion rejecting the oneness of Almighty Allah, rejecting Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the articles of faith. قُلُ هُوَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. You tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Rabb and sustainer is who is Almighty Allah. None is worthy of worship but Him. Upon Him alone I place my trust, wa ilayhi matab, unto Him is the returning. Almighty Allah is showing us, even if the mountains have to move places, or even if the earth has to split into pieces asunder, or the dead speak to them, majority of them would still not bring iman. بَلِّلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا. Everything is solely, only in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. These people who have iman, they know very well, if Almighty Allah wants, لَهَدَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا, then Almighty Allah will give guidance to everybody. One is Qudratullah, the power of Allah. If Allah wants, He gives iman to everybody. One is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You will not find a change in the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Then these non-Muslims, they continue with their disbelief. Then the punishment will afflict them, the calamity, disaster. Or it will descend very near their houses. Hatta ya'atiya wa'adullah. Till the punishment of Almighty Allah comes. The promise here means the punishment and chastisement. And Almighty Allah is that being. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. He does not go contrary to His promises. He does not violate it. We human beings, because of our weakness and shortcoming, we violate our promises. Therefore, Therefore, Mustafa Nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ayatul Munafiqi Thalath, the signs of the hypocrite are three. Idha haddatha kadhab, when they speak lies. Wa idha wa'ada akhlaf, when they promise, then they break it. They had no intention to fulfill it. Wa idha tumina khan, and when they have amanat, they commit khiyanat. Today's lesson, Surah Ra'd, chapter number 13, verse number 32. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala pacifying, consoling Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. And indeed, they were mocking and so, and they were jeering and they were belittling before. So the messengers before you, بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ, they were also mocked at, they were also jeered, they were also belittled. So this is what happens. Remember, even today, the people who speak the truth, you will see that people try and belittle them, ridicule them. وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. And indeed, the messengers that came before you, Ya Rasulullah, indeed, they were mocked at and jeered at and belittled. فَأَمْلَيْتُ. Hence I, Almighty Allah, gave them respite. I gave them extension in time. لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, for those people who are the non-Muslims. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ, then I seized them. This is what Almighty Allah is teaching us in various verses in the Noble Quran. وَلَوْ أَنَّ آلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When people have iman and taqwa, Almighty Allah opens the heavens and the earth and there's so much barakah, blessing coming for them. And when the people go and deliberately violate the laws of Allah and they forget Allah and His commandments, Almighty Allah opens the door, but the word barakah is not mentioned. That is muhula. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they forget the admonishment, advices given to them, then we open the doors of everything for them. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتًا. When they are happy, proud and arrogant, then suddenly we seize them. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Then suddenly they are disillusioned, they lose total hope. فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So we give them respite, extension in time. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ. Then we seize them. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ إِقَابِ. So how is my punishment? See how Almighty Allah drowned the Pharaoh with his army and everybody. How Almighty Allah opened the land and the sand for Qarun with all his millions, billions, trillions and zillions. How Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala punished the various tribes and people. So who rejected the message and the messengers alayhimu salatu wasalam. So Almighty Allah is warning us. Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. What? Hamza for istifam. فَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ, the one who is standing, the one who is in control, the one who is observing, the one who knows. عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. What every human being, what every person, what every living being is earning. He is aware of that. Nothing is hidden, nothing is obscure for him. Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. So what did these zalims do? وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. They went to make partners to Allah. They said, Lat, Uzza, Manat, these are the famous idols mentioned in the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. Have you seen Lat, Uzza and Manat? So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us how the mushrikeen, the polytheists, they made these idols. 360 idols right there by the Baytullah, Allah forbid. Then we find that the Christians, even today, majority of them say Jesus, the Son of God, which is kufr and blasphemy of the highest order. One group of the Jews went to save Uzair alayhi salatu salam, the son of God Ezra alayhi salatu salam. All this is kufr and blasphemy and has no place in Islam. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is lam yalid wa lam yulad. He's not the father of anyone. He's not the child of anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There's none equal to Allah in any aspect, in any respect. Any person says any Nabi, including Mustafa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is equal to Allah, on par with Allah, in any aspect, any respect, is kafir, mushrik, out of the fold of Islam. We need to understand what is Tawheed. We need to understand what is the foundation of Islam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. But you can't equate the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Allah. So remember, then we are taking makhluk, creation, and khaliq, the creator, and putting on equal par, which is not permissible, it's kufr. So therefore, we need to be extremely careful. Almighty Allah commands Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ سَمُّوهُمْ. You name them. Who are your deities? Who are your semi-gods, demigods? What have they created? What have they made? Absolutely nothing. They themselves are creation, so how can they create? So جَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدًا. So the mushrikeen would say, you took all the idols and you made one god? إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. This is something strange. So remember, for every day they had a different god, like you see today the mushrikeen. You can see what they are doing in Kashmir to our Muslim brothers, sisters and children, the polytheists who worship the idols. So remember, in those days the same thing they were doing. قُلْ سَمُّوهُمْ, that you name them. أَمْ تُنَبِّئُونَهُ, or what? Are you informing Allah بِمَا لَا يَعْلَمُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, of something hidden in this earth that Allah doesn't know? Allah forbid. Obviously, that is useless, hopeless argument. Almighty Allah knows everything. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He's the knower of the mysteries. He knows whatever is in the heavens, in the earth, everywhere, all times, all places. أَمْ بِظَاهِرٍ مِّنَ الْقَوْلِ, or something superficial of the speech, that people say something and Allah forbid, you are saying Allah does not know? So you yourself can understand the foolishness of that argument. The truth of the matter is, بَلْ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ, but it has been decorated, it has been beautified, it has been adorned for those people who are non-Muslims. Irrespective of their labels and denominations, they are kufr, they are Yahudiism, they are Judaism, Christianity, they are Zionism, they are Buddhism and Hinduism, whatever you want, all has been beautified for them, adorned for them by the shaitan. Makruhum, and they are plotting, planning, scheming against Islam and the Muslims. وَسُدُّوا عَنِ السَّبِيلِ, and they are the ones now prohibited from the right path, because they're not interested in seeking the truth. They only have one binding factor, anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, as the American would say. We say anti, they say anti. So whether you say anti, anti, the meaning is the same. That is what builds bridges for them. That's how they collude with one another. Allah forbid, they want to stop the growth of Islam. يُرِيدُونَ يُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, that their motive, intention, their politicians, their governments, majority of them, they want to extinguish the light, the effulgence with their mouths, with their mass media. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Almighty Allah will let that Islam spread and it will go throughout the world. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ, although the non-Muslims hate it and detest it. And that's exactly what we are witnessing and observing nowadays with our own eyes. The more they try and distort the image of Islam, the more people embrace Islam. ومن يدلل الله فما له من هاد. And whosoever Almighty Allah led that person astray, then there is no one to give him guidance. So it shows that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that how we will get guidance. وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابِ. The people who are sincere and they turn to Almighty Allah seeking sincerely, then Almighty Allah illuminates their hearts and bosoms with Islam and Iman. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For them is the punishment in this worldly life. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقٌ. So in this worldly life, the worry and all these things, they can't find peace. So that is already punishment for them. And then the other sorts of punishment. فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. Do not let their wealth and children, grandchildren impress you. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا. Almighty Allah lets that wealth of theirs become a source of curse for them, worry for them, tension for them. Their children, grandchildren on drugs, alcohol, and addicted to gambling, boyfriend, girlfriend, committing suicide. All these are various diverse forms of punishment. وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَقُ. And surely the punishment of the year after is worse, because that punishment is perpetual. Always it will be, and none of them will be able to escape. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ غَمِّنْ. Every time they make intention that they want to run away, exit from Jahannam, أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا. They are returned back into Jahannam. They never escaped, but they are put back into that fire. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And taste the burning, blazing fire. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ. And there isn't anyone to protect them, save them, besides Almighty Allah. So no helper besides Almighty Allah to protect them. So only Almighty Allah can protect. Therefore, the true Muslim, the devout Muslim, what does he say? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant us goodness here in this world. Grant us goodness in the year after. And save us from the torment of the fire, the punishment of the fire. Almighty Allah now speaks about His people who will enter Jannah, who become the Yufur Rahman, when Almighty Allah through His infinite grace and mercy takes us to Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah, for Hajj. We become the Yufur Rahman. When we are in Madinatul Rasul, Madina Munawwara, we are the Yufur Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guest of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah states, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي هُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Here there is one discussion, and you need to understand this discussion properly. You know, when we were in school, then the teacher or the ma'am, then in primary school, now we are in grade 2 or grade 3 or grade 4 or whatever, then the teacher would write there on the board, 2 plus 2 is 4, and 4 times 6 is 24, and all these type of things. But these are just examples. So some people, when they translate this, they say, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي هُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The parable, the example of Jannah is that which is promised to those who have taqwa, through piety, Allah consciousness. So remember that the meaning they are trying to tell people is an example. It is not a reality, and that is the wrong translation, kufr actually, to make. It means that Allah Ta'ala is not going to give us this, Allah forbid. It is just an example, which is totally wrong. So, masal, if you know Arabic, is called sifatun. So, this is the attribute of the Jannah. So, it is a reality. It is not an imaginary thing, a fantasy, or it is not some vision or something. It is a reality. So when you translate about Jannah and the word masal comes, then remember it does not mean just an example or a parable. It is something real and a reality attached to it. Mathalul jannati allati. So although we translate like example, but the example is a reality. It's not a fantasy and imaginary thing. So the example of jannati allati uidal muttaqoon, which has been promised to those who have taqwa, who have fulfilled hukukullah, hukukul ibad, hukukul makhluk simultaneously. They fulfill the rights of creator and creation simultaneously. Tajri min tahtiha al-anahar. Beneath those gardens you will see the rivulets, the streams. Remember today's world, so many people made the best gardens, botanical gardens, the gardens of Babylon, which the enemies destroyed there in Iraq, one of the wonders of the world. Nevertheless, we must remember that none of them can ever compare with what Almighty Allah has in store for us. And beneath those gardens, you will find the rivulets and the streams. Ukuluha da'imu wa dhilluha. And the fruits of it, meaning that the trees there, and the fruits there, the food there, daim, is perpetual always. Today we go for a banquet, we go for a meal, and sometime we love certain thing, they tell you it's just finished now. We made a certain amount, limited edition, as they say. So limited amount, by Allah everything is unlimited. Daimu wa dhilluha, and remember the shade of the Jannat is forever also. The shade you will get of the trees is also forever. So everything in Jannat is forever, perpetual khalidina fiha abada. And everything in this world is temporary. Kullu man alayha fan, kullu shayin halikun illa waja. Everything shall perish on this earth. Everything will be destroyed here. Tilka uqbal ladhina attaqaw. That is the final abode for those people who have taqwa. Those who have the true piety, the true Allah consciousness. They fulfill the rights of Creator, divine rights. They fulfill the rights of human beings, human rights. They fulfill the animals' rights. They fulfill rights of the angels. Everybody's rights they fulfill. Deenul Islam is ada'ul hukuk, to fulfill the rights of Creator and creation, fil hudud, within the boundaries and the parameters which were designated by Almighty Allah. وَأُقُبَ الْكَافِرِينَ النَّارِ. And the final abode for the disbelievers. Any person who's not a Muslim, irrespective of his or her denomination, they land up in the fire, the blazing fire, when they are sane and mature, and they did not make the right choice. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us in these verses. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And those people to whom we gave the kitab, they are very, very happy, they're rejoicing with what was revealed to them. So these are the Sahaba, these are the true Muslims. Every time the verse is revealed, the surah is revealed, verses are revealed, their iman is increasing. And they are so happy to learn it, memorize it, practice on it, propagate it, teach it, preach it. All that they would do. But on the other side of the spectrum, وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. And then you get some parties, some groups, مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضَ, that they reject a portion of it. So it shows that if you say even the previous nations, that those who followed it, remember they embrace Islam. From the Jewish community, Abdullah bin Salam, radiallahu anhu, the rabbi, he knew exactly. He says, when I saw the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak countenance and face, and the nur and effulgence and radiance, then I knew he is not an imposter, but he is the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah. And that's how he embraced Islam. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, through 250 years he lived, and then he passed away there in Iraq. So he saw Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he accepted the message from the Christian community. But majority of them from these groupings, may yunkiru bada, they reject some of it, so rejecting some is tantamount to rejecting everybody, everything. Afatu'minuna bi ba'dil kitabi wa takfuruna bi ba'd. Therefore Almighty Allah rebukes and reprimands them. Are you bringing iman on some portion of the book and rejecting the other portion? Nay, qul, say O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ, that I have been commanded to worship Allah alone, to be His servant, to be His slave, to be the perfect servant and slave, and set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Simple thing which we do daily, but we don't practice on it. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating, أَكُلُ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْعَبْدِ, I would eat like how the slave and the servant eats. Wala akulu muttaki'a. I don't eat whilst I'm reclining, leaning against the wall or against a pillow or against the chair or anything. Obviously, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eating, drinking was on the floor, and there were no chairs that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use. That is something we use nowadays. So that's a different issue. But remember, I'll give you an example. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not, when I say there were no chairs, I don't mean there were no chairs. There were chairs at the time, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not using it, obviously. So an abudallah, so I worship Allah, become the true slave, the perfect servant of Almighty Allah. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in eating and at meals time, showing that abdiyat, showing the true slave and servitude to Almighty Allah. Me and you, we don't bother of these things. That's what I'm showing. We are on the table, we are on the chair, we are on the floor. We'll be leaning against the wall, against the pillow, against the cushion. So that doesn't show real abdiyat. Many a time it smacks of pride. Wala ushuriku bih, I will never ascribe anybody anything to him. When you are down and out, O Muslim, then say, Allahu Rabbi, wala ushuriku bihi shay'a. Allahu Rabbi, wala ushuriku bihi shay'a. Allah is my Rabb, my sustainer and nourisher. I will never ascribe anybody anything to him. And slowly, that problem that you have, it will be alleviated, it will be removed, and you will find from an unfavorable condition, Allah brings you to favorable condition. إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُوا, unto him alone I invite. I call humanity towards the deen of Islam, and unto him Allah is the returning. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا, and similarly we revealed it, the Quran Sharif. So you must remember, it is the decisive one, the final verdict and judgment, and Arabiya in the Arabic language. Now when you have the best of the best Nabi, the mightiest Nabi, you have the best of best constitution, the Quran Sharif. Wala in ittaba'ta hawa'ahum. And if you hypothetically, you Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you follow their whims, fancies and desires, ba'da ma ja'aka min al-ilm, after this knowledge has come to you, ma laka min Allah min waliyyin wala waq, then there isn't for you besides Allah any protector, anyone to defend you, protect you. So no helper, that will be wali, wala waq, and no protector. So this is an example, obviously. Nabi alayhi salatu salam will never go and help them and their desires. So the message is for you and me. Today when we go boot licking, today when we go to curry favor with the enemies of Islam, today when we go and all for self-interest and just for, you know, either it is for money or for name or fame or some ulterior motive, remember we sell the deen of Almighty Allah. Then there is nothing but disgrace and humiliation. May Almighty Allah protect us from all these type of issues. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.